This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado officially has a new congressional map. The state Supreme Court has upheld the new map drawn by an independent commission earlier this fall. The map keeps the state's political balance close to what it's been, with 4 Democratic districts, 4 Republican ones, and a new 8th district that could be won by either party. Colorado is the 7th state in the country to complete its congressional redistricting process. Mesa County is seeing lower than normal voter participation for an off-year election. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg reports that claims of voter fraud could be limiting turnout.
Mesa County Treasurer Sheila Reiner, the county's temporary election supervisor, keeps hearing the same misinformation, that you have to vote in person to have your vote counted.
And that's not true. We count all eligible ballots as soon as they are verified as being eligible to be cast.
Reiner is overseeing the election instead of County Clerk Tina Peters, who was barred from those duties after an alleged security breach related to mistrust in voting equipment. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Enrollment for Colorado's low-income energy assistance program opens today. The program helps eligible households offset their monthly energy costs through a one-time payment to providers. State utility officials expect the cost of natural gas, which heats about 70% of Colorado homes, to spike this winter. To qualify, applicants must make 60% of the state median income, or about $64,000 for a family of 4. You're listening to CPR News.